This guide is written for the complete beginner. No jargon, no fluff, and no hype. Just the facts you need to know to get started and avoid common pitfalls. Who this book's for? You're new to property investing and don't want to be sold a dream. You've saved up some capital and want to put it to work without being reckless. You're seeking a second income, pension alternative, or long-term asset. You want to take advantage of rental demand, but don't know where to begin. You're sceptical of gurus and just want honest, practical guidance. What this book will help you do. By the time you finish this book, you'll understand how to define your investment goals with clarity, the current landscape of UK buy-to-let in 2025 and beyond, how to calculate key financials like ROI, rental yield, and cash flow, how to choose the right location and the right kind of tenant, how to source, finance, and manage your first rental property, how to comply with landlord laws without losing your mind, and how to avoid the common and often expensive mistakes that catch beginners out. You'll also learn about the mindset shift required to become a successful landlord, because that's what you're becoming, not just an investor, but a landlord. And that comes with responsibility, risk, and reward. A word of caution and encouragement. Property investment isn't glamorous. You'll need to get your hands dirty, sometimes literally. Tenants can be difficult. Deals can fall through. Legislation can change at a moment's notice. And if you're only in it for the quick win, you'll likely be disappointed. But if you stay the course, if you follow the principles and play the long game, buy-to-let can change your financial future. It can give you control. It can give you options. And it can give you freedom when done right. So, whether you're dreaming of your first property or on the cusp of a deal, this book will walk you through the essentials in a structured, no-nonsense way. Let's begin the journey. Chapter 1. Why buy to let? Wealth building in the real world. There's a reason people keep coming back to property. When stock markets wobble, when interest rates rise, when inflation erodes savings, bricks and mortar remain a steady force in the wealth building equation. Buy-to-let isn't a new idea. It's as old as the concept of land ownership. But for many everyday Britons, it's quietly become the most effective, accessible, and proven path to financial independence. Yet, despite its appeal, buy-to-let is often misunderstood. The dream versus the reality. The glossy dream sold by property influencers is simple. You buy a flat, rent it out, and money magically lands in your bank account every month. No effort, no hassle. You just sit back and count the cash while sipping something cold on a beach in Marbella. Let's be blunt. That's nonsense. The reality of buy-to-let is much more hands-on. You'll be dealing with broken boilers, void periods, rent negotiations, compliance rules, and sometimes difficult tenants. This is not passive income. It's managed income, but it is worth it. If approached like a business, with strategy, diligence, and patience, buy-to-let can provide monthly income through rent, capital appreciation as property values rise over time, leverage through borrowing, letting you control high-value assets with smaller initial capital, tax advantages if structured wisely,